Well, I just came short of organizing every hair on my head. He's the amazing Dr. Gray. J. Lamar Gray is number one. This is Rick Dees, member FDIC.
Always be closing. Always be closing. You want to work here, close.
This is the world famous Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world / universe ever, with all the business love and news you really need. Okay, Mike G, let's get to our Strictly Business headlines. Okay, we're going to start off this week with some hair care business. Hair care brand Olaplex released the results of tests it says show that its products are safe to use after consumers sued the brand claiming its shampoos and conditioners cause hair loss and injuries.
Say what?
I said their products messed up some women's do.
Let us be f***ing honest. This is a crucifixion. This is political. And don't tell me it's not.
But it ain't. The data released comes after a group of roughly 30 consumers sued the hair care brand, alleging the products damaged their hair and scalps and left them with bald spots. Oh, stop it.
Like, y'all sitting here laughing, but this is not funny to me because friends is getting a hair done like right now.
Olaplex Holdings markets its celebrity endorsed products as a remedy for dry or damaged hair, claiming its formulas safely done restores damaged and compromised hair and protects against breakage.
My stars, where did you ever get that awful hairdo? It doesn't become you at all.
But June Wong, I want to say, I hope I said it right, Olaplex's CEO said in a LinkedIn post, how convenient, on Thursday, that Olaplex's products are not to blame for those problems.
Say what?
Basically, she's saying it ain't her fault if you didn't follow the directions.
Like, y'all sitting here laughing, but this is not funny to me because friends is getting a hair done like right now.
That's all you had to say.
Now, we having a little fun, but remember, ladies, these are chemicals you put in your hair, so it's always good to make sure you read the directions carefully, the warning labels on all these products, or yes, things can go horribly, horribly wrong. Now, having said that, once again, these are chemicals you put in your hair, and sometimes with large or small organizations, bad batches do slip through the cracks. Maybe somebody wasn't doing their due diligence in inspection time. Maybe something went bad with the transport of the product. Bottom line, there's always a risk when you put chemicals in your hair and or in your body, but hopefully you can get compensated for the product. But that's about it. Now, Mike G, you text with Kim K all the time. She endorses this product. Any word from her?
I have not heard from her. You know, when we're together, we really just don't talk that much. We do other stuff, but I'll ask her about it.
Okay, moving on to Musk business. Twitter owner Elon Musk confirmed Tuesday evening he will step down as the company's CEO, but only when he identifies a successor.
Say what?
The man said he ain't going nowhere in no time soon. He said this while addressing a Twitter poll he created this week, which millions of users voted his ouster.
I don't need you to tell me I'm a son of a bitch. Been one for a long time. I like it. The hours are good and there's no heavy lifting.
In a tweet, Musk said he would resign as soon as, quote, I find someone foolish enough to take the job.
I'm available 24/7 to help solve issues. Right. Call me 3 a.m. on a Sunday morning. I don't care.
Man, you are one twisted f***.
17 million and million users had voted, and 57.5% said Musk should resign. Now, under his leadership, Twitter has laid off a majority of its staff, alienated major advertisers, welcome Donald Trump back to the platform, and worst of all, stop providing toilet paper for its office staff.
I'm gonna die on the toilet, aren't I?
Guys like you don't die on toilets.
That's all you had to say.
Right now, I can't think of why any competent CEO, qualified individual would want this gig other than a potload of money and maybe a little pot too. Mike G, would you take the gig?
Probably not.
To foodie business we go. Sandwich giant Subway confirmed on Tuesday it is exploring a possible sale, a deal that could be valued about $10 billion and billions of dollars.
I don't know if you're familiar with who runs that business, but I assure you it's not the Boy Scouts.
Now, J.P. Morgan is advising Subway and will conduct the sale exploration process. The company didn't outline any timing and cautioned the process may not result in a sale at all.
Say what?
They said basically, even if we don't sell, you still gonna get your bill.
That's all you had to say.
Now, Subway has over 37,000 restaurants in more than 100 countries. It said earlier this month, its same-store sales climbed 9.2% last year. Same-store sales at North America locations jumped 7.8% in 2022. And smashing decade-old average sales records altogether.
I can't take it no more. I feel like I just gave birth to an account.
Now, Subway is a privately owned joint, so it is not required to disclose its financial results, but it's bragging time. Because recently, they shared sales updates as it undergoes a turnaround effort. Digital sales have more than tripled since 2019. The improvements mark a stock reversal after years of sales decline because of the pandemic and other things.
What can't you do? I can do it. I can do anything.
That's all you had to say. Now, here's the funny part. Peter Buck, who was co-founder of Subway and, believe it or not, a nuclear physicist. That's how they came up with the recipe for the tuna. Nearly 60 years ago, he helped co-found the company. Now, he died in 2021, I think in November. But he left instructions in his will to give 50% of his share to his foundation, the Peter Buck Foundation, which he started with his wife back in 1999, his late wife, God rest her soul. It's a charity that does pretty awesome things, but the donation could be worth the $5 billion. Now, if you were paying attention at the beginning, I said they're trying to sell the joint for about $10 billion. Now, who wants to buy this, knowing that half of the profits are going to go to this foundation? Not that it's a horrible thing, but I don't know how that's going to work out. I'm not a tax cat, so I don't know if you can write that off as the loss of the organization, because 50% of the profits is going to this nonprofit organization willed by the co-founder. We'd have to stay tuned on this, but this is a very interesting thing. And it's interesting to me, Mike G, that Subway has had such a turnaround, because I do not eat Subway, nor do I know people who do.
Yeah, nor do I. I can't remember the last time I went to Subway. We have all these different options now. I'm a big Jersey Mike's guy, but Subway, they were there for me for years ago. Maybe I should give them another try.
Well, digital sells up. Are these kids that just don't care what comes to their house? Kids that would eat a Subway sandwich out of a trash can? I mean, I don't know who's ordering these sandwiches. Yeah. When I was 16, I was making my own sandwiches at home.
It's stoners. It's people who are high, who have the munchies, and they don't have much money, and they want to order a foot-long sub for $6, since the Subway's the last place on earth that'll let that happen for you.
And they probably are so stoned, they order like, can I have a 50-foot long, not realizing. And people are like, oh, sure, we'll send you a 50-foot long. And finally, in showbiz, who cares business, TV wannabe legend Ryan Seacrest has announced this week that he will be leaving Live with Ryan and Kelly. Seacrest has been filming Live since 2018, for which he got paid $10 million a year.
Say what?
Yes, and his co-host Kelly Ripa gets $20 million a year.
Say what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Yeah, I think you did. Now, according to a friend, a somewhat friend who works with Seacrest, he found the schedule punishing and hates living in New York City for a cool $10 million.
Damn, you are one twisted f***.
That's all you had to say.
Now, Ryan Seacrest, whose estimated value is $450 million, is going to come back to Cali full time. The bad news is he recently sold his Beverly Hills compound for $51 million. The good news is Cali is home to his girlfriend, Aubrey Page, his 25-year-old girlfriend. Oh, shut up. And that's it for Strictly Business Headlines. You got the Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world.